community right in this area. And at one time, while we, just a three-quarters of a mile down the road, there were some homes broke into, but they were, had been a family of people moved in here, and they didn't last just a short period of time until they found out what type of people they were, and they moved out. In other words, people didn't put up with it. And, but this is a good community right in here. Everybody tends to their own business. If they can help you, they'll help you. And they don't bother nothing you've got. If they need something, well, they'll come to you and ask you. If I need something, I'll go to them and tell them I need so-and-so, and you can get anything you need just by asking.
Yeah.
And,
it seems like a nice community.
It is.
So you finished high school there?
Okay.
All right. Now, after supper, your dishes were dirty. You had to wash them.
Wash the dishes in the dishpan.
Okay. Yeah, tell me about how you had to, you know, get your water.
Well, you'd have to draw your water either out of the well or from the spring until later years. Later years, you put a hand pump down at the spring and pump the water from out of the spring up the hill into above the ground tank. Now, that was in later years. That was up in the 30s. 37, 38, so I pumped water up into this large tank that was overhead, and then that was in 37, 38, while I built a bathroom on.
Yeah.
And got running water in the house, in the bathroom and in the kitchen.
That's good.
And of course, in later years, while the water heater come
that's
on.
That's important, huh?
Yeah.
So, when you worked in the field, they might bring something out to you. They might bring water out to you in a flood.
Usually a bucket with a dipper.
Okay.
But most of the time, you would carry your water. You'd carry your water to the field with you. And in a lot of instances, your field wouldn't be right at the house. Your field possibly could be a mile from the house. And you'd either walk and carry your water and walk up. Tools you were going to use that day, or if you'd go in the wagon, and even you'd carry your lunch to the field. You wouldn't take time out to come back home to eat lunch. You'd carry your lunch in a bucket with a lid on it, and carry your water.
Now, would it ever come out in a container, maybe, that was had some sort of thing
that
had a little thing you could turn to get the water out?
Not back those days, again. You didn't have a spigot or a faucet on it.
Really?
You just had a water bucket or a
big jar.
Big jar is
used.
Okay. What do you call that thing that you turn on the water now in the kitchen? That's the
faucet.
Okay. What about in the yard, you might call that a
well, you call it a damn faucet.
Faucet or a damn
faucet.
Okay.
All
right. Then, what do you call a cloth or rag you use to wash the dishes with?
Dish rag. Dish rag. In other words, you had to clean it.
Okay.
You can't put the back.
And to bathe your face, you might use a little small piece of cloth.
Bucket to get a drink, but in later years, while they got the running water,